The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is the number where you can call in and bring up pretty much anything that's on your mind. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we've been talking about social media and the way, you know, certain groups want all your information. One thing that we have not touched on is the certain groups that want to scrub information from the internet. And the Sacramento Bee has a story about, you remember, before I get into the story, I just want to make sure that I mention this guy several times. You remember Sergeant Pepper out there at UC Davis? I forget what his actual name is. It's somewhere in the article here. But he's the guy, he got memefied where there was the group of occupiers sitting on the sidewalk, and this guy went out with his canister of pepper spray and just pepper sprayed every single one of them.
Is he back on the job?
Possibly. I don't know. That's not what this story is about. Although he did wind up getting some sort of severance package of pain and suffering. He went through mental anguish because people made fun of him on the internet.
Do you think the Beatles foretold Sgt. Pepper in their album, Sgt. Pepper's Hearts Club Band, Lonely Hearts?
I don't know. That's, I think, just the name that winds up getting thrown at any sort of police officer that does some pepper spray thing that gets caught on tape. Because of the Beatles. I don't think the Beatles were predicting that there would be a-hole cops that would just pepper spray people randomly.
I am the walrus with pepper spray.
I've heard him speaking ill of the old taxation.
But this police officer, apparently, because he has become infamous, the University of California Davis campus, where the incident happened, they want all references scrubbed from the internet, and according to the Sacramento Bee, they have contracted with consultants for at least $175,000 to scrub the internet of negative online postings following the November 2011 pepper spraying of students. They're hoping to improve the reputation of both the university and Chancellor Linda P. B. Katahi. And this is according to newly released.
You know what they could, you know what they could do to encourage a better spotlight on this school? Is to tar and feather this individual and make an example out of him.
Well, they did. They did. They gave him... They fired him and gave him $38,000.
Because of pain and suffering.
Exactly.
He got made fun of online and got $38,000. We get made fun of online, and then we have people call in to tell us about it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if anybody out there is in the mood, we could all use $38,000. So $38,000 times three.
I can handle it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, the way I spend money, that's a couple of years of beach life.
That's true.
The payments were made as the university was trying to boost its image online and were among several contracts issued following the pepper spray incident. Some payments were made in hopes of improving the results that computer users obtained when searching for information about the university or the chancellor. Results that one consultant labeled venomous rhetoric about UC Davis and the chancellor. Others sought to improve the school's use of social media and to devise a new plan for the UC Davis Strategic Communications Office, which has seen its budget rise substantially since Katahi took the chancellor's post in 2009. Figures released by UC Davis show the strategic communications budget increased from $2.93 million in 2009 to $5.47 million in 2015.
Wonder what their tuition's done during that period of time.
Well, I guess it depends on how much of it is being subsidized by government interaction.
Well, they are a state-run college,
uh-huh.
The University of California at Davis.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of you should do a search here for UC Davis and see if you get negative stories. See how many of the stories come up talking about how UC Davis wants to scrub negative references from the internet. And how far down the results you have to go before you actually find the school website or find information on their tuition?
Well, outside of like all the news articles, Symposium supports peer education in sexual violence prevention. Oh, that's from UC Davis.
Okay.
Wait. Have they already done the scrubbing or they're talking about doing it?
They've already spent $175,000 to do it.
Okay, so I've got one. It's their website. Here's their Wikipedia. And
okay,
you can
find information about them on the first page.
Okay, yeah, but the third one down is Sergeant Pepper.
Okay. Well, as I heard some of the Freedom Fiends talking about, they just need to spend more money. Isn't that the government solution to everything?
Yeah.
And just spend more money on it.
And protect their own, this guy. And I told you, if they really want to get in the spotlight, it's create a good image for themselves, they need to tar and feather this guy, put him on the pike, make an example out of him, get in all the news, because everyone's going to talk about, if they were to do this, everyone would be talking about it, and those articles would shoot right up to the top.
And I have a real problem with any government agency, and they all do this, spending money to promote their positive image or to erase poor images. So
this is like the army or the military paying the football games and all to run their colors through
$5.4 million.
I get that, but there's also a budget with the State Department, you know, State Department for press relations and doing positive things and things like that. Fish and Wildlife's got a budget, you know, that is spent to promote the positive image of them.
TV commercials and brochures and the whole crap.
I really think that's a constitutional issue, because if we have supposedly the right to address the government grievances.
The Supreme Court ruled about a decade ago that, yes, you do have the constitutional right to petition for redress.
You should also.
But there's absolutely no requirement that any government agency respond to that petition.
And this is where I take what's going on today and try to imagine it in the minds of the founding fathers of the U.S. And I don't think that they ever envisioned that government agencies would spend vast sums of money to hide what they do.
Or to advertise their departments to get more money in the case of, you know, every one of them.
Yeah.
We'll continue this conversation and take your calls. Glenn calling in from Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, guys. Just actually a couple different points. One from the other night when you were talking about passive aggressiveness. Somebody was saying something about
nobody that's in studio tonight was on the show passive aggressive was the topic.
That's all right.
You can bring up the thought. Just know that none of us will know what was meant about.
I can give you the context in 10 seconds. They were talking about, like, if somebody's room, you know, was keeping their room in a dirty manner and it was smelly and you sprayed, they were talking about, like, spraying a bunch of air freshener or something in the hallway to a really, you know, really strong level. And I was going to say that that's not passive aggressiveness, that's active aggression, and it's like otherwise known as chemical warfare. So that's the passive zone when you start spraying chemicals. As you were going to break somebody, we were talking about censorship, about somebody complaining about, they're censoring me. And then, as if to say that something wasn't censorship, merely because it was in a private context or private forum. I would suggest that the word censorship isn't limited to government action. I'd say that, yeah, that's, if you say no, you can't come into this church and preach about Satan, that's censorship, but it's just that it's in a private context.
And you have
no,
a right to do
hold on.
That.
Let's continue this discussion, because I think you're wrong. And we'll discuss it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What is censorship? That's what we're discussing right now. You can join in on the conversation, 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
Chris, you've got a definition from 18-something-another. What is it?
Well, I'd sometimes like to go back and see what people might have been thinking when our country was first founded. So Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary is kind of a go-to for me. So censor itself is a noun, an official in ancient Rome whose business was to register the effects of the citizens to impose taxes according to the property of each person. So very different than what we know now. Another definition was one who is empowered to examine all manuscripts and books before they are committed to the press and to see if they contain, see that they contain nothing heretical or immoral. And censorship, in its definition, was simply the office of a censor.
And read definition number two again, please.
One who is empowered to examine all manuscripts and books before they are committed to the press and to see that they contain nothing heretical or immoral.
So someone who basically makes sure that this is okay by the government to print, or well, no, in that day,
a censor. In the church, too.
It's the official in charge of whatever organization that official belongs to. So in the case of the caller brought up the church, someone going into whatever it be, whether it be Muslim or Christian or whatnot, going in there and preaching an alternate religion, an official belonging to that church could censor that Satanist or whatever alternate religion they were trying to preach and remove him from the premises. That would be censorship.
I don't think that would be censorship, because the priest hopefully would not be cutting out the tongue to prevent them from speaking elsewhere.
It doesn't say anything about what they actually do to, I guess if we're talking Spanish Inquisition, then yeah, they would be cutting tongues out, but in this case, it would just be escorting them out of the building because they found whatever was being said.
They are not preventing them from saying their heretical things outside of.
No.
You can say whatever you want when you're not on this property.
But
right.
That's not censorship. No. I can't control you when you're outside this property, but if you're in my building,
right.
I can censor you.
If you're a government official, you can throw somebody in jail for saying something and say, you are not allowed to say this ever at all anywhere.
Well,
that is most definitely censorship.
All you're saying is the government official has more power than me in my own house.
I can't shoot
you.
Only the government can
shoot
do
you.
The act of censorship completely. Let's go back to Glenn. Glenn, okay. You're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Screamy Man 1, and Screamy Man 2, also known as Chris and Conan.
All that.
Okay,
beautiful.
You're taking an etymologically ignorant approach to this, okay? Just because you put the mere. Okay, well, where. Okay, this notion that the person is being prevented from saying it anywhere at any time in any other context. Perfect example from our modern times would be George Carlin's 7 dirty words that you can't say on the television. Nobody is. Okay, you are censored from saying them on the TV, on what are considered the public, unfairly funded airwaves. No, then there is no. The fact that you are censored for saying the S word or the F word on radio or TV does not mean that you cannot go elsewhere and use them. Okay, so this idea that you can never say it anywhere and that this is strictly a government thing, and you know, and also, did you try looking up a modern, like, collegiate dictionary, perhaps?
I've got Merriam-Webster's in front of me right now with the updated 2016.
Glenn,
you asked me if I had a modern definition. Allow me to give you one.
It's very similar.
I'm putting you on hold. That way, only one of us can talk at a time. This is not me censoring you. I'm going to bring you back after I give the definition. I just want to make sure that people can hear the definition.
Borderline.
From Merriam-Webster.
Borderline.
That I pulled up 30 seconds ago. Censorship, the institution, system, or practice of censoring. The actions or practice of a censor. The definition of censor is
a person who examines books, movies, letters, etc., and removes things that are considered to be offensive, immoral, harmful to society, etc.
Where do you get that definition?
That is also the Merriam-Webster of censor.
Okay, that's not what I'm seeing.
Tell me.
From Merriam-Webster. I'm seeing a person who supervises conduct and morals as an official who examines materials for objectionable matter, or an official, as in a time of war, who reads communications and deletes material considered sensitive or harmful. So, we will go back to Glenn. Glenn,
okay.
You have heard the modern definition.
Okay.
Has your thought changed?
Yes, did you know? Did you catch the as in there? Okay, as in, meaning like, e.g., an example. It's giving an example. It's not giving a limit. It's not saying it can only be this. It's saying, you know.
I never said it could only be in a time of war.
Okay, all right.
I never said it could only be in a time of war.
Okay. In academic circles and in general publications, okay, the word that is, you know, certainly it's used in a much broader sense colloquially for anybody who says, you can't see that around here, partner. Okay, you're not allowed to say that here. Okay, there is not, has nothing to do with what you can do out. So in a private context, if I'm renting an auditorium for a Zoroastrian, you know, camp meeting, and I say, no, you can't, you Hindus can't come in here and preach Krishna, okay, then I'm censoring them in my little rented context, okay? I'm not censoring them in the public square. And public square is where you have your First Amendment rights, not in private settings, okay?
So right, in that situation, you are the person who supervises the conduct that goes on in that setting.
Right,
you are the
right.
official.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm censoring them in my context, but I'm not.
I think that's a very loose definition of the term censor.
Let me hop in.
Okay, well, and it's semantics, so we'll stop there. Well, the one other thing I wanted to hit before it was tonight, since somebody said something about, I don't know who it was, about, like, if I'm a businessman, I want to know as much as I can about my customer, and if you say you want to buy my washer, I'm going to look you up and check you out and know about you before I sell you my washer.
That was Screamy Man number 2, also known as Conan.
Okay. He's barbaric. Anyway, okay. So look, if I stroll up to your little yard sale, or your Craigslist ad, or your whatever, and I'm paying cash from a barrelhead for a used washer, you know, I'm buying something, it's, you know, none of your leaping business, you know, what my personal history is. I'm a customer. We have things like caveat emptor over let the buyer beware. You know, it's like there are always going to be uncertainties. That's like his big brother is hell.
And also seller beware. I want to make sure that you're not a problem.
Right.
And by the way, I'm probably not going to look you up for a Craigslist sale. But if I was going to employ you to work under me, I might be interested in Googling you to see what's up.
The example you gave was if somebody contacts me about a Craigslist ad and says they want to buy my washer, I'm going to do a Google search, Glenn.
And vice versa. If I am buying something from a Craigslist, I might want to look that person up and see that they are a worthy seller.
And make sure they're not going to chop you into itty bitty tiny little pieces.
Correct.
And then put you in the washer and then
the hose.
Sell it to somebody.
It gets the hose again.
At a later point. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in with your thoughts.
You may or may not be censored.
Daryl, we were talking just a little while ago about me actually Googling people that I'm selling or buying from on Craigslist. And
yes.
Some people find that intrusive.
Somebody shows up to your yard sale and you're going to say, no, you can't look at anything until I do a facial recognition scan on you. And I would be like, you're a crazy person. I'm leaving your yard sale.
You would probably do just that. And I would probably never, ever Google anyone I'm selling something to at a stand. But if we're talking about big money, maybe it's a vehicle. Maybe I'm selling a $5,000 car. And I have it on Craigslist advertised.
That's not the example you initially gave, which is probably why people think you're a crazy person.
Okay, I'm talking about a $200 stove.
$200.
That's
okay.
That's a lot of money. Maybe it's a $200 stove that I'm purchasing, and I want to see that this person is a real person and they've done transactions before. But you know, what I'm trying to get to, I don't want to know this information so that I can spy on you. I want to know this to make my life better. I want to have this information available to make your life better.
Right. That's why if you're buying on eBay, they already have the user rating. So you can see that this person has screwed over 12 people previously.
Yeah, correct. Some platforms that are very successful do that sort of organically. That's part of what they are.
And that's why those platforms work. Yelp, Amazon, eBay, these platforms work because the customer, if they do get in some of the, and even some of the darker web sites that were doing very well, and the reason these sites do so well is because the customer finds out real quick if the other, if the guy on the other end is burning them off. And everyone else finds out real quick, that person goes out of business or has to hide and become something else. This is good for everybody. And that's all I'm getting at is I want to live in a society where our what we do has repercussions and positive effects. So if I am going above and beyond and giving my customer good service, I'm going to get good reviews on the end. If I piss my customer off for whatever reason, I'm going to get poor reviews. That makes everything good.
I agree. And I'm going to do a book plug here. Daniel Suarez wrote a book several years ago named Daemon, D-A-E-M-O-N, like a computer program that runs in the background. And it's a sort of sci-fi, but it's sci-fi that uses technology that's actually real. A really super book. But one of the things that...
So is this sort of Chris Reitman's book of the week?
Book of the week, yeah. We'll go with Daemon by Daniel Suarez.
It's spelled Daemon because it's not the traditional Daemon.
Yeah, D-A-E-M-O-N. And for you computer geeks, you know what I'm talking about. It's sort of a process, a service that runs in the background on a server. But part of where the book ends up going is sort of this subset of society has glasses that are, they look like cool shades, but they have a little bit of a heads-up display. And as you look at other people, if they are part of this society, you'll see sort of like their nickname or whatever it happens to be in a little call-out above them. But it's also their ranking. And their ranking can be on a scale of 1 to 5. And based on personal interactions with that person, people rate them. Mm. So if you and I do a deal, Daryl, and I think it's a good deal, you treated me fairly, I might give you a 4.
I'm going to give you a lower ranking because you keep running out of honey.
Sorry. Damn bees.
Yeah. And where's the honey coming from, Daryl? Chris Reitman's 101 deals. What is it called these days?
We don't need to plug my business.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Tony calling in from Canada. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live, eh?
Hi, guys. I'm going to make it a short call because I'm very broken right now. Cheated on my wife. I cheated on my wife, and she found out. And my
let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. How long were you married?
Over a decade.
How long were you fooling around with this other person? I'm guessing a woman. You had another woman?
Yeah.
How long were you fooling around with the other woman?
Two different instances. One of them was a few months. The other one was maybe a week or two.
Okay, and which one did the wife find out about?
The latter, and I revealed the other one when she confronted me. I decided to come clean.
Okay, so what was missing from the home life that caused you to go find another woman?
Nothing. It boils down to me being an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My marriage was incredible. She is my best friend, and she is just wonderful, and I enjoyed every moment with her, and I don't know how to get her back. I
don't know if you can, because it's really hard once you lose someone's trust to regain that trust.
Yeah.
Are you two speaking now?
Yeah, she's extreme. She's being extremely civilized. She's being very nice. The way she is, she's just an amazing person. But you know, she wants a divorce. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this question: do you love both of these women?
No, not at all. Actually, I only love my wife. The other girls were physical.
Girls, so multiple.
Well, there's two occasions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking it was one woman that you had like a thing with once and then broke it off and then got back together.
No, it was two different. It was two different persons.
Okay, two different individuals there.
So, aside from the obvious infidelity, how's your relationship been? Is it been generally
amazing.
Good?
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, I got to say, I think you're very lucky that communications are still open, that despite this betrayal, and that's what it is, I hope you don't kid yourself and think that it's anything less than that, that she's still willing to talk to you. Yeah, it sounds like you're
So let me ask you this question, Tony, because you had asked us what can you do to get your wife back, to get her to not want to go through with this divorce. Have you asked her that question?
What it would take for us to get back together?
Right. Have you asked her the question of what can I do, sweetie? I love you a lot. What can I do? I know that I've betrayed you. I know that I have shattered the trust that you had in me. What can I do to regain that?
Perhaps not in those words, but yes. The answer would be yes.
Okay, and what has she told you?
That there is no way.
Yeah, if she's saying there is no way, then nothing us three guys here in Keene, New Hampshire can tell you will wind up getting her to stay if she's saying that there's nothing you can do. And I feel bad for you. I really do. But at the same time, you kind of did bring this on yourself.
Yeah, and I would say that, I mean, you're not the first person who's had to go through this, and I've been on the other end of it. I've been the guy who was cheated on, and you never really know exactly how things are going to play out, and on your wife may never be able to look at you the same way again, and it does end in a divorce, and on the other side of it, maybe she does recognize that there are a lot of qualities about you that she does like. And maybe there's some hope. The long and the short of it is the only thing I've learned is you can't make anyone else feel a specific way about you. You
Certainly.
Can only be the best person you can be and hope that they see it and understand that they may not.
Tony, best of luck to you, and hopefully people will wind up learning from this mistake, because real wisdom is not having to learn from your own mistakes, but seeing other people's mistakes and being able to learn a lesson. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
There might be time for you if you call in right now, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Daryl, Chris, and Conan in studio. And Conan, you've really kicked the hornet's nest. And I'm guessing that had you gone on this people app thing that you're wanting so badly, you would have realized that people don't like it when you kick said hornet's nest. Dave from Dayton, Ohio, you want to pull him up on your little Google bot over there, Conan? Tell me all the things about Dave.
It doesn't exist yet.
Because you like to search people that you interact with. Dave? In Dayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and the man that's trying to Google search you right now. Go ahead with your
awesome.
Thoughts.
Good luck with that. Hey, I look up people all the time. I bought something recently on Craigslist, and I looked the guy up just to get a feel for how technical he was. Just to try to figure out if this was a problem I was going to be able to solve in this electronic device or not. Turned out the guy was sharp as a tack. Didn't matter that his name was Leroy.
Leroy Jenkins.
Right. Don't judge a person by their name. But
right.
At any rate, people on Craigslist are scared to death. They have people so afraid that someone's going to rip them off somehow that you can't even offer them cash. I tried to make a deal on something. I have a friend in South Carolina. I want to send you cash in the mail. For this thing, it was $50-$80. I don't know what it was, and have my friend come over and pick it up. Oh, can't you send it to him?
Right.
It's like, do you have a PayPal account? And it's like, what kind of person in today's modern society does not have a PayPal account? How can you transact business?
Old people.
How about Bitcoin?
Bitcoin does make it easier, but even then, and I want to relay a personal tell here. When I was looking to move to New Hampshire, I was living in San Antonio, Texas. I was looking on Craigslist for apartments and saw one that was in my price range in Manchester.
$50.
And so I contact the guy and said, hey, I'm looking to move in about 3 to 4 weeks. Can I send you the first 2 months of rent via PayPal? I get into New Hampshire on April 4th, and His response was, I'm tired of you effing scammers. You scammers need to all die. If you try to communicate with me again, I'm going to block your contact. And I'm like,
let's talk about
what? I offered to send you money.
Well, let's talk
How
about
is that scammy?
Let's talk about some Craigslist etiquette here. There are all kinds of, especially flippers. If you're trying to sell a motorcycle, if you're trying to sell a jet ski, man, there's all kinds of people who will call and offer you a third of what you're asking for
mm-hmm.
because they just
right.
want to put it back on Craigslist.
Right.
And every one of these people will start the conversation out. They'll kind of, they try to suck you in with some meaningless babble. And it always starts with, do you still have the jet ski?
Right.
Well, that's why I have it advertised, so I can talk to a bunch of people who that I don't have what they want. Yeah, of course I don't have it. That's why I'm running the ad.
Well, Dave, in all fairness, there are people that will forget to
yep.
pull an ad down because I've contacted people of, hey, I'm interested in fill in the blank. I don't have it anymore. I got rid of it 3 days ago.
Yeah,
well,
I,
your ad's still up.
But I agree with you. I would like to know who the flippers are. Because I won't do business with them. I'll just respond back to them. I'll be like, hey, look, I know what you're planning to do with this. This is what I'm offering. And, you know, we'll work from there. But I'm not taking a third of it.
When you contact somebody, never ask them if they have the item. Because an experienced seller, and maybe a third of the people on Craigslist are experienced, they're going to delete your contact. They're not going to answer you. Because they know you're just going to be four or five texts. Back and forth, only to find out that you want something for nothing. And so it can be very discouraging for some categories. Not all things, but for some things it can be a real pain. So don't ask people that. And you were talking about taxes earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taxes are really a shakedown on your capacity. If you contrive a way to cross a body of water and stay dry, and you do not pay this third party a fee for your capacity to cross the body of water and stay dry, they're going to prey upon you. And what is it? It's a boat license. You know, if you don't pay somebody for your capacity to move about the country, they will prey upon you. And that is really what you are doing when you pay these fees, when you pay these taxes. You are paying, you're kicking the can down the road in a sense, to try to avoid predation. And we should always understand at all times, we should have it clear in our minds when we pay these fees and pay these taxes, that is the only reason we're doing it. If you're not thinking about it in that way, I don't think you're being very honest with yourself.
Yeah. You're paying the highway robber's boss to make sure the highway robbers leave you alone. Dave, thanks for the call.
The problem is that most people who pay their taxes don't see it as theft or robbery. They see it as user fees. They see it as the roads or education, and they just don't get it.
But here's what's interesting, because the taxation as theft thing really took off, and it actually made it into, like, mainstream.
Yeah, maybe because of tax season, maybe because of Bernie.
But
maybe
that was great.
Taxation
as theft. But how many of those people ever associate a driver's license with a tax or a fishing license or anything else?
Yeah.
It's still paying government
I'm
for the right to do something.
I got all my permits that say I am.
That's right.
Got another call?
We've got Straight Razor calling in from Texas. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, gentlemen. We're all right on the paying for a privilege or paying for your rights topic. I've been lifting and Ubering down here in Texas, and the city of Dallas passed a bunch of laws saying that you had to get permits to operate and permits for your vehicle and permits for the airport, and none of which I got.
Good.
However, just recently I got an email, and this is just how incredibly stupid our government is. I got an email that said transportation regulation, which is one grammatically incorrect, but I looked at it and said, okay, what is this? The government sent me my permit, a PDF copy of a permit for me to operate in Dallas, and I haven't filled out a single form and I haven't paid, which just goes to show you how incredibly inefficient our system is.
Nice.
Yeah. So I just saw that and was blown away.
Because I think people forget, as screwed up as government is, sometimes it screws up in your favor.
Yes.
Not often.
It's like on Monopoly. If you're lucky, you get that one card that says, bank error in your favor, collect $10. Every now and then there's a government error in your favor, and you collect something that's, how much is this little piece of paper that they wound up sending you worth?
$50, I believe.
Yeah, nice.
Government error in your favor. Collect $60 worth of paper.
But it's still frustrating because I know that a bunch of people who are just trying to get by had to go out. And here's the thing is that's just a personal permit. You have to go and get your vehicle inspected and pay for all of that and get a vehicle permit as well.
Right.
And then afterwards get a permit to work at the airport. Thanks to all of the taxi unions, of course, who want to hold on to their territory.
So absolutely.
It's just a ridiculous thought. And I've had people argue with me about it, and I look at them and I'm like, look, is this piece of paper going to save you from me? If I want to hurt you, is this piece of paper going to stop me from hurting you?
No.
Is this piece of paper going to stop you from hurting me? No.
No.
If we get in a car accident because there was something wrong with my vehicle after the state inspected it, and we get in an accident because the brake lines weren't right, you think the state's going to pay, even though they inspected it? They were responsible for the safety of my vehicle. That's what they've taken on by doing an inspection. You think we're going to be able to sue the state if we get in an accident because that was done wrong? No.
You also won't be able to sue the private company that was forced by the state to conduct said inspection.
Yeah.
And in a lot of places, I've seen these car dealers, or sometimes it's dealerships, sometimes it's just some garage, where the guys will use the inspection as basically an excuse to tear your car apart and then come up with some minor thing and say, I can't let you leave until we replace this thing, and it's going to cost all this money and how much you got in your wallet.
You're absolutely right on that, but are you sure about not being able to sue that inspector if it was something that was obvious?
I'll tell you.
I don't believe you can. I wish we had more time, but we are out of time for tonight's Straight Razor. Thanks for the call. We'll be back tomorrow and every night, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and always online at freetalklive.com. It's been Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.